We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Nun Vav Amud Aleph. Talk to Mishnah. Until now, we assumed that Matnas Shchemira does not need a kinyan. If you give away Matnas Shchemira, you don't need a kinyan. And we thought that was a Kuli Alma. We're going to get to know a new man, the Amar, who holds that Matnas Shchemira needs a kinyan. And you can't just, it's not Divrei Shchemira k'chsuvim k'chsuvim dami. We'll see in our Mishnah the Shita of Rabbi Loza. HaMechalik Nechosav Al Piv, Rabbi Loza Imer, Rabbi Loza says, Echot bari, becha masukin, say if you have bari, say if you have a shchimira, you're very sick. Nechosim, sheyesh lehem achrayis, nikdom kesef, shtar chazaka. If giving away kakaris, you have to do a kinyan, either kesef, shtar chazaka. V'sheylem achrayis, ein nikdom el meshicha. If it's metatlim, you have to use meshicha, and you cannot be soymich on dibur ba'alma, just talking, just piv. You have to have, according to Rabbi Lazar, a kinyan when it comes to matnas shchimira. Either by karka kesher chazaka and meritalt the mashicha, you have to know why you didn't say the kinyan of hagba. The sorum talk about it. I mean the vayakov handle it. That they asked why didn't talk about other kiyanim. And in the mishnah, the gersa should be that the chum said back to this. The bach brings it in. The chumar elu ve'elu niknim ba'amira. Sai karka and sai meritaltim work with amira, and you don't need a kinyan. Now it comes out for Rabbi Elazar that you need a kinyan. So Rashbam says that you should know, just like he holds, Matnas Shchemira does not work without a kinyan. You need a kinyan for Matnas Shchemira. He says, what happens if you get better? He says, also, you can't be chayzer. It's totally zeh v'zeh. That's what Rashbam says. The bottom line, the Kufna Vavanav, the Rashbam says that the kivan loy maflig Rabbi Elazar ben Shchemira labari l'inyan hechad amis, hu adin hechad amad ene chayzer mkan v'yad l'Rav Elazar. He can't be chayzer either. He has a whole different amount of shchemira according to Rabbi Loza. Just like you need a kinyan, you also cannot be chayzer. Which some of the plain shleima doesn't hold that one thing doesn't do with the other one, because the chayzer part has to do with umdana. I only gave it to you because we thought he's going to die. That's why he gave it away. So what does it do with that? I in shum that is bothered by the Rashbam. So Chama argued, now so Rabbi Loza, so Chama said, I'm bringing a raya, not like you, Rabbi Loza. Omru Loza, Chama said, Ma'isa be'imun shabnei reichel. Shahisa Chayla, we had this before, and the Gemara brought this down. And the story of the Iman Shabnei Reichel that she was sick. Va'amrua Tanu Givinasi Labiti, give my brooch to the daughter, give a nice pin, expensive pin to the daughter. It said in the Gemara before, the Mishnah said, Hushnei Masamana, it was worth 12 mana, means 1200 zuz, it's a lot of money. Umaysan Shadai, the Kaimu is Devoreha. And the Gemara's Medayik before, from Kaimu es Devoreha, that it means it was with Piv alone. So you see, like a Raya to the Chacham, not like a Belaza. You see, it works with Piv alone. And so, Omulahem, so the Belaza are back. No, but they Reichel Tikram Iman. Really, the truth is that they're not really kind of, that really the Bas should not be kind of that pin. But Rabbi Loza held that these children were Rasha'im, and therefore he wanted to make a Knas. The boys were Rasha'im, and he wanted to make a Knas on them. And therefore, the Chazal said it goes to the daughter. But Be'etzim, Mikaradin does not go to that daughter. That's what Rabbi Loza said. It was a Knas. We'll see what they did wrong in the Gemara, but he says, not a Raya from there, because there, B'nei Reichel, Tikbarim Iman, they deserve a Klala, and there was a Knas. Now, let's just analyze this story over here.
Doesn't seem like they buried their mother.
What?
It doesn't seem like their mother buried them.
Right. Just a lashon. Just a lashon. Right. So now we have to analyze the case over here. What she's giving away. Now, Pashtus, when she's giving away this pin, she was not giving away all her nechasim. And the Gemara really before has two ways to learn the story. A Pashtus was a mixas of a matnas shchemira of a mixas. Now, matnas shchemira of a mixas, the chayra, everyone also needs a kinyan. So what's the pshat over here? The Gemara really asks the kasha here. So why over here would the Chacham say you didn't need a kinyan? The Vera. Emphasized the Gemara before, that mitzava machmas misa, if you say it's machmas misa, it works like a matnas shchemira, even by mixas. So here we're talking about mitzava machmas misa. And vayistoyis, Rabbi Loza argues even then, even if I speak out, machmas misa, you still need a kinyan. That's the raya from here. Rabbi Loza even argues about mitzava machmas misa. Because if you would learn, there's another tirus in the Gemara before, that the story of Nereichel is talking about she's giving it all her nechasim. So if you're giving it all the nechasim, so then it's not a raya that by mitzvah machmas misa, Rabbi Elazar would argue. Maybe dafka give it all in a chosim there, without saying machmas misa there, Rabbi Elazar says he needed kinyan because he didn't speak out machmas misa. Maybe machmas misa would agree. The Rashbam says these two start them here, but we in Amon, like the tzad that we're talking about mixas, which is more mastavra anyway, because it's just a pin. The mastavra says it's all in a chosim. And we see from here that Rabbi Elazar argues and everything. He holds you always need a kinyan, even by mitzvah machmas misa. That's what I'm speaking out now is a top Rashbam here. So the Gemara, Tanya, Omalehem Rab Elazar lechachamim. We'll see why we're very makbid, change it to Elazar, not Eliezer. We'll see in the next Mishnah why I'm saying Dafka Elazar. In the Mishnah is Elazar, and it's Dafka Elazar. Tanya, Omalehem Rab Elazar lechachamim. Maisa b'meroini echad, someone from Meron, or they changed to Medoini echad, Shoi b'rishlaim, he was in Shlaim, v'hoyolai metal from Harbe. He had a lot of metal from, he had a lot of nechassim, and he wanted to give it away. Biggest leap, name Matana, he wanted to give it away Matana. Omruloi, and the people who wanted to give it to were not around, they weren't here. Omruloi, in lam takana, there's no way to give it away, achi yikna al gav karka, until you give it, I gav a piece of karka. So holach, he didn't have any karka, he was sitting in Shlaim, he didn't have any karka. Holach, belokach base sela echad, somach Shlaim, he bought a cheap piece of karka, it was full of rocks, it was somach Yerushalayim, and it wasn't in Yerushalayim Amish, it was much cheaper. It took a little piece of karka, but Omar, he said, so finally, I'm giving the north part of that piece of Beis Sela to Ploini, v'imei mei etzoyin mei chavias. I'm giving him 100 tzoyin and 100 chavias. The Reimer Leploini, and the south side is Leploini, different person. V'imei mei etzoyin mei chavias. And it worked to King and Agav. Umeis, v'kayim v'cham es devarov. And the cham v'kayim has the varav. So what do you see? You see, you need a kinyan. Why can't you just say a dibur? He's a shchimira. Let him just say, "I'm giving such and such to this person, this person." What's the problem?
No, you give him, huh? This kinyan, what type of kinyan is that for
a shchimira? No. What do you need a kinyan for? What do you need a kinyan for? Why do you need a kinyan? What's the question? We bring a rav here that you need a kinyan. That's what you bring a rav here. You need a kinyan. You need a kinyan. You'll ask your kasha in a second. So it's a kasha on the chachamim. Why do you need a kinyan? It's a shchimira. He wasn't a shchimra, he was a bari. That's when he needed a kinyan. Okay, so if he's a bari, so Moshe's asking him, he's a bari, what's the chiddush of this story? What's the chiddush? So the teretz is that the other members of Masechet Kedushin from Daf Yomi, wasn't so long ago, there by Arichas, the Gemara brings a lot of rayas from here. One of the shailas that Gemara is, are the metaltlim supposed to be inside the piece of karka or not? When you make kinyan agav. Or it could be somewhere else. So the Gemara wants to get right from the story because it said Beis Sela. The Gemara first told Beis Sela meant was the size of a coin. That's what meant Beis Sela. The size of a coin. You cannot fit 100 tzoyin in a little place. So the Gemara says, no, Beis Sela means a big property. Just so it was rocky. And it could fit in it. That's what the Gemara says. The Ayin Sham, a long sugi about what you learn la'alach is out of this thing.
According to that, he had all his
talmud
with him?
Yeah, they had all his talmud with him. Yeah, anyway, it could be that's pshat anyway. But yeah, Ayin Sham de Gemara. We're not going back to Kedushim. That's Sham. We'll get there in around 5 years. I don't know exactly. We'll have to figure it out. Maybe 6 years. We'll get back there and we'll have to learn the Gemara again. But that's the Kedushim there. But the point of the Gemara was, you try to bring a rally guy, Ma'ash Gemara, the person knows he's a Bari. So the Gemara Vayit, it said that Rabbi Elazar said about the story of Bnei Reichel with the pin, he says, nech, it wasn't supposed to go to the Bas there. It was a knas that we made for the brothers. Now, my time of Kalayatlu, why did he curse the brothers? They had a field that was a vineyard, and there were thorns growing there. And the loch is that if you have kalayim and you let it, you don't rip it out, and you let it keep on growing, you're chayiv for kalayim. And here there were koitzim in the kalayim in the kerem in the vineyard. And Rav Elazar holds that koitzim, this is roya for Michael Behemoth, it's called a Michael, and it makes a problem of Kalayim. So I'm going to read the Mishnah, koitzim bekerem, you Rav Elazar, look to the Mishnah. Hamekayim koitzim bekerem, someone who allows koitzim to stay in the vineyard, Rav Elazar oimer, kodesh. It's kodesh, of Kalayim. Chomayim, loy kodesh, it's not Kalayim. El dovish kamayim mekayim, only something that you keep around for food. That's the only thing that's called kalayim, not koitzim, not thorns. The next line, the Bach takes out, but you want to read it, we can read it. Bishlam ekarkum chazi, bishlam esafir, type of spices chazi, la koitzim my chazi. Om Rav Chanina, my time with Rav Elazar, she came by Aravia, mekayim koitzim, esozim aleim. In Aravia, in a certain place, they keep around, they store the koitzim in order to feed it to their camels, they cook it up, make it soft, and they feed it to the camels. So you see, Koitzim have a din of Meichel. And according to Rav Elazar, these people were keeping Koitzim in the Kerem, which was a problem of Kilayim, and therefore Rav Elazar held they were Rishaim. And therefore he said that they deserve what they get, and they made a knas, and he said, you're not getting your Yerusha, we're giving away that piece of Yerusha to the Bas, because you don't deserve it, because these guys were Rishaim.
Was it their field or the mother's field?
It was theirs. Huh?
Everybody lying that's cursed, they shouldn't get through Rishon.
No, it was a certain... Right, obviously here they were warned and they weren't listening to the things. Then if they don't listen, that's worse. If someone does something, obviously they were warned. And also Gemara and Kedushin, the whole sugi about that, with Kalayim, where someone's walking down the field, Ayin Shom also around Daf Lamed Chesel, Daf Lamed Tes, and Kedushin. End of the first part. Zalot Gemara, Amrav Levi, Koinin Kinyin Mishchimara Afilu B'Shabbos. That he says that if a Shchimara has given away his Nechasim, you're allowed to make a Kinyin even Shabbos. Shabbos is not allowed to make Kinyin usually. So is there a bond to make a Kinyin? And here you're allowed to do it. V'loy Mishum, V'loy Lachash Divra Avalazah, not because you want a Chosh Divra Avalazah holds that a Shchimara does not work without a Kinyin. Elo Shema Titar Dayt Elov. Which means like this. We're going to Rabban, you don't need a Kinyin. But still, we allow him to make a Kinyin. Why? Because he wants a Kinyin, because this way he knows that it's set in stone. And in his head, you don't need it. But in his head, he's calmer if you make a Kinyin. And therefore, since he might get more sick if he does not make a Kinyin, we allow him to make a Kinyin even on Shabbos. Lahafis daitoy, like the Rashbam says, Kadesh loy to tarav daitoy koinim. He wants a Kinyin. So look, is you can make a Kinyin. Here, you can make a Kinyan, even though it's Shabbos, because we don't want him to get too excited. So the Akan, this Gemara, Rabbi Loza, that says that the halach is that you don't need a kin, that you need a Kinyan when it comes to Mount Shchimra. You do need a Kinyan when it comes to Mount Shchimra. So look at the next Mishnah. Rab Eliezer Oimer, B'Shabbos, Dvarav Kayam, Pen Shayin Yochel Lichtoiv, Havaloi B'choil. Rabbi Shua Omer, B'Shabbos Omer, Kavachoyim B'choil. Which means like this, Rabbi Eliezer says, that you need a Kinyan, that you don't need a Kinyan is dafka on Shabbos. Because you can't write, you don't want to make a Kinyan on Shabbos. So therefore we say that you could do at a Kinyan, because he can't write, he can't do a star, he can't make a Kinyan. So therefore, he's going to go crazy. So we allow him not to do a Kinyan on Shabbos, and k'suvim k'suvim dami. Over b'choil, you need a Kinyan. You need a Kinyan. And Rabbi Shua says, "B'Shabbos Omer, you don't need a Kinyan." V'Kavachoyim V'Chayil, where it's shayach to have a Kinyan, it's called Kol Roy Lebila and Bila Makavetz Boy. So the theory is, we said before that Rabbi Eliezer says that you always need a Kinyan. Here it's Mashma that on Shabbos you don't need a Kinyan, and before you need a Kinyan, the Teretz is that's Rabbi Lozor and this is Rabbi Eliezer. That's the answer. Who says it's Teretz? Tosis. Look at Tosis on the bottom of Kufin Vav and Aleph. He says, Rabbi Loza, Hochi Garas Rabbeinu Tam Rabbi Loza, Vloy Rabbi Eliezer, Vuhu Rabbi Loza Ben Shemua. The E Garas Rabbi Eliezer, Kasha from the next Mishnah. Metoni Bas Hochi, this Plukta, it should have said, Medvar Mamurim Bechoil, Shabbos Loy, don't say that. It's much just a new man, the Yomar. So he says that Mishnah, our Mishnah, first Mishnah, Rabbi Loza Ben Shemua. And this Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. And this Mr. Rabbi Yezza is a different man, the Omar. It's two different man, the Omar. Why can he hold the Shabbos? It works out of Kenyan?
Yeah.
Because he could hold it there, but the Mishnah would say different. It would say, V'medvarim amurim b'Shabbos. That's what it said. Just why is it a new Rabbi Yezza Omar? That's number one. Number two is that if he held that it works B'dibur Ba'alma on Shabbos, maybe the story of Bnei Reicha was on Shabbos. That could be another Kasha. There's different Rayas. That's how it is. But Tosfos brings this rayas. Tosfos says that Chosav Medvar Mamurim before the same Adi Yamar. But if you make it two bavas, one Rabbi Yez, another, there's another thing. And also another rayas. The Mar says Loich Lachos Shal Divrei Rabbi Elazar. The Mar says it's another raya, and he brings this raya from Bnei Reichel on top of the Amud Kufrin Vav and Beis. You can see the raya where he says Leimelu the Shabbos Ava. That's another raya. Okay, I can't. That's what Rabbi Tam says. I can't. Atkan Divrei Rabbi Tam. Tam holds one's Rabbi Lozo. One's Rabbi Eliezer. So our Mishnah says, "Nachum." Well, now we got confused. Let's do it again. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, B'Shabbos On Shabbos, you don't need a kinyan. If you said Shabbos, you don't need a kinyan, but you don't need a kinyan, because you could do a kinyan. It's like called Roya Bila, and Bila Makaris, but if you could do it, you don't need it. Kiyotze, by a similar machlaikis. Zochen le cotton. Chazal made at the corner, you could be zeicha for a cotton, but if ain't zochen le gadol. The gadol's around, let me kinyan myself. Don't be zeicha for him. Did Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shuaimer, if Lakotan Amru can't make a Kenyan, we made it, I could kind of for him. Kavachem Lagadol can make a Kenyan himself, for sure, I could do it for him. I could for sure be Zaycha for him. Similar machlekes. Zok the Gemara's are bringing down that just we have in a Brisa a different version of machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua.
Don't we have a cloud? You can Zokhan in front of him.
No. Yeah, so we pass the Rav Yeshua. They could be Zaycha by God. That's what he's saying, we pass the Rav Yeshua. So here we have, we're going to have now a Braisa that brings out a different version of the Chagash of Eliezer and Rav Yeshua. Masnisim Moni, Rav Yehudi. Our Mishnah that brings down the Chagash of Eliezer and Rav Yeshua is Rav Yehuda's version of the Machlekes. The Tanya, you went to the Braisa. Rameya Omer, Rameya's version goes like this. Rameya Omer, Rav Eliezer Omer, Bechoyel Dvarov Kayomim, B'pnei Sheyachal Lichtoiv Avalei B'Shabbos. Hold them shot. That Rav Eliezer says that Bechoyel, all different way of Rav Eliezer. Rav Eliezer holds that Bechoyel, you could do Dibur, because there you could write a star. Avalei B'Shabbos, but Shabbos you can't do it. Only Bechoyel, because Royal Labila, because it's Royal to do it, I could do it with Dibur. But Shabbos, I need a Kenyan. That's the opposite of our Mishnah. Rav Yeshua Eimer, Bechoyel Amru, in the weekday, you could do it b'dibur v'kavachayim v'shabbos, where it's not allowed. Of course, you could do it b'dibur. And kiyotzibay, a similar machlaikis, when it comes to zachin, but it's also going to be the opposite way than our Mishnah. Kiyotzibay, zachin legadol, vein zachin lekatan. You could be zeicha for a gadol, Rabbi Eliezer says, because he's a bar kinyan. Vein zachin lekatan, you can't be zeicha for a gadol, because he's not a bar kinyan. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shua, I mean, begadol amru, if a gadol could be zeicha for kavachem lekatan, who doesn't have the possibility to do kinyan himself. Of course, we had at the kana that he can make a kinyan for him. So that's Rab Meir's version of the machlokes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua. Our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda's version. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, b'Shabbos dvar of kayamim. There, Dibur works because he made at the kana for him, b'Shabbos yachal lichtav, because he can't make a kinyan. Avaloi b'chayil on the weekday where he can make a kinyan, let him make a kinyan. Rabbi Shua Eimer, b'Shabbos Omru, if in Shabbos we can't make a kinyan, we allow him to make a dibur. Kavachayim v'chal, we can make a kinyan. Of course, you can do a dibur. Kiyay tzibay, zochel l'katan, v'ein zochel l'gadol. Rabbi Eliezer says, a katan we made at the kana for, not a gadol, because he can make a kinyan himself. Rabbi Shua Eimer, l'katan Omru, if a katan, you could do it for, even though he doesn't have a power. Kavachayim l'gadol, sure, a gadol who has a power to make his own kinyan, of course, he can be zochel for the gadol, and like Moshe says, we pass like that, zochel on v'gadol, avada. And that's our Mishnah is like the version of the Rabbi Yehuda's version, the Brisa of Rabbi Yehuda Rameh, huh?
Gosh, it's quoting verbatim.
Exactly. Our Mishnah the point the Gemara is bringing that is the Brisa says it in a different way, but it's possible our Mishnah is like the version of Rabbi Yehuda.